The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
And now, a special Sports
Good
Byline Encore presentation.
Morning, sports fans all across the globe, welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us so many different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529, or you can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well at dorfonsportsradio.com. That's my man Mike Wilson making his way, just coughing a little bit to say hello. But obviously, Mike, a lot going on in the sports world. We're that much closer to Major League Baseball. We're that much more closer to the March Madness tournament. We are that much closer to the NBA All-Star Game, which will be happening later on today. And then, obviously, the jockeying for playoff position as far as it goes in the NBA and NHL hockey heating up. You name it, man. We got you covered here on the program. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, Dorf, doing well. Yeah, it's a busy time of the year in the sports world because some sports are right in the middle of it. Others are just about to get started, like you said, with Major League Baseball. So, you know, it's going to be fun these next couple of weeks. I mean, the pitchers and catchers report. I was watching some college baseball yesterday. So, the swinging of the sticks is just about to commence, man.
Sounds good, man. We're just getting warmed up, people. We want thoughts. We want opinions. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Let us know what's on your mind. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. It's not like we are at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world at this moment in time, Mike. Obviously, the Olympics are wrapping up, as we all know, and Major League Baseball just getting underway. And then you have the NBA in the second half or a little bit past the second half. And then, obviously, football over and done with. But things are still going on in the football world, too. But then you have this little gem from the NCAA where the FBI is getting involved in the investigation of many universities throughout the country. And the biggest one thus far was right down south from us in Tucson at the University of Arizona, where Sean Miller obviously has been put down at this moment in time by the U of A because of obviously some conversation wiretaps from the FBI talking about the amount of at least $100,000 going to DeAndre Ayton, who, by the way, did play for the U of A in a losing effort on Saturday night against Oregon in Oregon. And to be honest with you, it was a great basketball game. They go down in overtime. But, Mike, this FBI thing really stinks big time. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of teams, a lot of schools that are cheating. And if they really want to get to the bottom of this, they're going to have to dig very deep, very thorough, and not just go and try to make a splash and make some noise so that they put a scare in everybody else. Because I'll tell you what, in my humble opinion, I think cheating is running rampant all over college sports. So, Mike, what up, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good this morning. I thought we were going to talk about curling myself, but, you know, in like women's hockey or something like that. But the FBI, I mean, for those of us that look to the FBI to be thorough with stuff, you know, I know some people out there have some doubts about the FBI now for whatever their political reasons, but the FBI is who they are because they do a good job. And I do agree that they have to have some sort, they got to be thorough with this. And I totally am on board with what your train of thought is. They have to, you know, not only put a scare into people, but, you know, hey, this is coming. We're looking into stuff. We need to, and I also think you and I talked yesterday, this needs to happen in college football as well, some stuff like this, because, you know, you can make the argument that everybody cheats. And these are just the ones that are caught. But man, you look at the list that of the people that were caught, and it's almost like a who's who of college sports. I mean, Michigan State, I mean, they've had their own set of problems even before this. You got Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, you know, Arizona. So it is a big mess. And I'm telling you, the big dance could look, I don't even know what the big dance is going to look like once these other teams and their schools figure out who's going to play, who's not going to play, who's going to take the lead in determining, you know what, we're not bigger than the NCAA. we have to figure this out. We're going to sit our coach. We're going to sit these players. You know, who's going to be the leader in terms of that? So there's a lot to be still worked out.
Well, look, I think that ultimately nothing is going to happen before March Madness. And by the way, if you want to get on board with us, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about the investigation that is underway by the FBI and college basketball. And as Mike alluded to, you know, is this just scratching the surface? Are they going to start looking into other sports all throughout? And ultimately, I think they should. I think, Mike, and I think it even goes deeper than that, I hate to say it, but they're cheating at every level, whether it's D1, D2, D3, NAIA, you name it, man. They're cheating at every level. It may not be in every school, but there's cheating at every level. Don't kid yourself. And, you know, this isn't something that just started happening today. This has been going on for 30 years. We all know it. But it's gotten to the point where if you're giving a kid six figures and then people want to argue and complain and say that these kids don't get paid, well, you know what? They're completely lacking the understanding of what's going on. First and foremost, I don't know what it cost you to go to college, but I do know that it cost my dad a ton of money to send me through college, okay? So ultimately, when we say that you're not getting things free, well, when you get your university paid for, by your schooling paid for by the university, Mike, I personally feel like you're getting paid, man. That's like $200,000, $400,000 that you are not having to pay out of your pocket, or your family is not having to pay out of their pocket. You are getting paid to go play athletics. Yes or no?
Yes. No, I mean, I've always been like, dude, you are not having to pay the bills that other families have to pay. And, you know, you should be very grateful for what you've accomplished. I mean, you have the God-given gift of being able to play a sport at a very high level, and therefore that deems you necessary for a college scholarship. So these kids should be very thankful for, you know, just having the opportunity that they got, and just the amount of ignorance when it comes to these rules is just astounding to me with the players, with the coaches. I mean, I don't think they really think they're going to get caught, but now they've been caught, and let's see what happens in the end.
No, that's a good point. I think that obviously, you know, some people think rules are made to be broken. Rules are made to be bent. Rules are made to be followed at the end of the day, right? I mean, you put these things in place and you implement these things so that everybody is playing on a fair playing field. And ultimately, you know, you're not. And even the Wichita States that were on that list, I'm sorry, but they're still not getting the same type of guy that the Kansases, the Dukes, the Arizonas, if you will. But ultimately, I don't think there are degrees of cheating, Mike, is what I'm really trying to say. I think, you know, it doesn't matter if you gave somebody $2,700 to his mother, or if you gave somebody $100,000, the intent of giving to them, you know, was still there. The amount, yes, it's different. Is it more significant than the other? You can maybe debate that, yes or no, but ultimately a wrong is a wrong, right? At the end of the day, a wrong is a wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, no, and it is, and it doesn't matter, like you said, it doesn't matter the amount of money. It's still against the rules. Now, we can get into, do the rules need to be changed, altered, you know, be a little bit more forgiving? You know, there's people talking about the rules with baseball and hockey are different from what it is with football and basketball. And I mean, that's a whole different conversation that you can have with that. But for right now, the rules are what they are. And you either abide by them and have, you know, you can say you got a clean program, or you don't, and you roll the dice. And as we found out, it looked like, you know, we got how many people are on that list? Like 15 to 20, something like that.
There's around 25 or so on that list.
Yeah, something like that. So, you know, and now they're getting bit in the backside with it. So, you know, if you want to take a chance, I guess you can. But I don't know how some of these coaches can sleep with themselves.
True.
You know, knowing that they're willing to give up six figures to make sure, you know, a 7'1", 265-pound center can come to Tucson.
Yeah.
No. So, I mean, it's just – it's mind blowing to me. I do think the rules need to be changed a little bit, altered. You know, for right now, the rules are what they are.
No, they are. You're right. They're exactly what they are. And ultimately, you know, it's very interesting when you have this proposition. If you're a mother or a father of a kid that obviously your life hasn't been the most painted, the most beautiful, if you will.
Yeah.
And if somebody comes to you, right, and somebody comes to you and gives you a bribe or an offer, you know, at the end of the day, it is a bribe. But, you know, in your humble opinion, you may be saying, look, this is just an offer that we have for you out on the table. I think it's really difficult for people in tough positions to say no to something like that. However, with that being said, you still have to know right from wrong, and you have to realize that your kid's future is what's on is what's at stake here. And ultimately, if you wind up taking something, and maybe your kid doesn't even know, like that could be part of it too, is maybe the kid doesn't even know what actually happened, and the father or the mother did this behind their back. So, you know, in some cases, man, I think that this is just the lowest, the scummiest of the scummy people in the world going after people that are in a little bit of a tough time and they need something to help them out. And you know what? They're an easy target, to be honest with you, Mike. And I know we got to take a break, so we're going to take a quick pause for the cause and then we'll get back into it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. You can get at us in several different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. We've been talking a little bit about the NCAA, FBI, college basketball investigation that is underway and has been going on for a while, to be honest with you. And it's interesting how these things develop and how they take a certain time in our life as to when they bring this stuff out. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I think of it in a couple of different ways, Mike. You know, ultimately, this does not change my opinion about how I feel with the March Madness tournament coming up here in about 3 weeks. We have the conference tournaments coming up as well in, you know, a couple of weeks. So it doesn't change my mind at all. And in a weird way, man, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, brother. I'm going to play devil's advocate with you. Do you think that do they think they brought this out in a weird way to put more light on the college basketball tournament in March when you really think about it? I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. We got a saying in the radio biz, man. Bad press is good press, to be honest with you, because you're getting press. So ultimately, they got themselves in the news. We know that they're going to be in the news in 3 weeks anyway. But does this maybe get the intrigue about college basketball maybe up instead of down? Yes or no? What do you think?
I think it boosted up for that very reason. I don't think there's anything, wrong with bad press, because like you said, it still gives you press. I mean, look at our president, for crying out loud. But I do think that the FBI leaked this thing out at this time for a specific reason to kind of shed some light on it. I heard an interesting conversation on the Four Letter Network yesterday with Seth Greenberg, that he had Seth Greenberg, you know, one of ESPN's college basketball people that does the game day with them. He has a high school buddy of his that's an FBI agent, and he had told Greenberg's buddy had told him, look, this is going to come out kind of drip a little bit, but then about a month out or a few weeks out from the tournament, a lot of this stuff is going to come out. And that's kind of on purpose, that Greenberg's buddy was saying, that they intend to shed some light on this right about the time that everything gets really rolling with college basketball. So, you know, just hearing that, and I have no doubt that I would doubt what Seth Greenberg was saying, you know, why that he had no reason to lie there, that, yeah, I do think the FBI put this out there at this time to really shed the light and get people talking about it. And, you know, like you said, the NCAA, they on one hand, they hate the press because it's shedding a light on something that we all know has been going on for a very long time. This is nothing new. You know, for those people like, oh my God, this is shocking. No, it's not. We've all known that players being paid, you know, since, you know, the 1950s or whatever, the SEC and everywhere else in football. So this is not a new problem. It's just that this, I think part of it is the schools that are involved, the big time schools are involved with this. And then you got a big time coach at a big time program on FBI wiretaps, just, you know, kind of puts this on a different level in terms of maybe people being shocked about it.
You know, in all honesty, I got to be totally upfront about this, man. How dumb is Sean Miller when you really think about it, bro? I mean, most of when you've heard about the way that this stuff works in the past, there's usually a guy or another guy that
third party
to you, and you keep yourself, you know, what they say somewhat clean in this whole situation. I mean, Sean Miller is on tape saying, no, 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 I want to go, I want you to go directly through me with the money. I mean, ultimately, dude, he has absolutely screwed himself, screwed his future. I'll be honest with you. I think Sean Miller, unless he knows something on a much bigger level, Mike, he's got to see jail time, don't you think? Or prison time, one or the other, jail or prison. And I think you probably want to go to jail instead of going to prison if those two things make sense to you. But the truth is I think if the only way they really make a serious statement here is if they actually put the cuffs on somebody, go make them go down. Yep. Sean Miller is the perfect target, man. They got this guy with over 3,000 hours of tape talking about $100,000 going to DeAndre Ayton, who is now playing at the University of Arizona. And again, man, I don't know how the hell that kid played in the game on Saturday night against Oregon. I just don't get it, man. None of it makes sense to me, man.
None of it makes sense, and Miller does have to be one of the most idiotic coaches you got to think of in forever, because like you said, you want, as a coach, we know this has gone on in the past with in different sports and different coaches and the like, but you want yourself, if you're the head coach or one of the top assistants, you want some plausible deniability with this, and there's yes. nothing plausible and there's nothing deniable that Sean Miller can do that keeps him away from, and like you said, jail time. Like he needs to, one, get fired. And when the report that he came out that he was fired last night, I was like, it took him that long? And then the report, you know, is a little premature that he hasn't been fired. I don't know what Arizona's looking at to not be able to fire him at this point, because there's right. sufficient cause to fire him. I mean, sure. you're on FBI wiretaps, for crying out loud. You're dead to rights.
No, I agree.
And go ahead.
Well, and it just makes me think about what happened the other day with Louisville and Rick Pitino as well. I mean, you know what? Yep. But that one, in a weird way, bro. I don't get it. You're taking away things that actually happened. You know, like that is something else that I've never been able to understand in my brain. Like, they won those games, man. They won yes. those titles. Yep. That yeah. stuff happened, people. Yep. So you taking it away, you stripping them of those victories, I'm sorry, but it's stupid. It means nothing. And ultimately, you're taking away from those kids that actually did accomplish something really great. So I don't know, man. I think it's all messed up. Like, the way that they're handling those situations is wrong. The way that they're handling this right now, we got to wait and see on it. But ultimately, something big has to happen, Mike. Something really big has to happen.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I've never understood, like, they took all those wins away from Penn State. They took all the, you know, they took wins away from USC and the Heisman Trophy. They did it to Louisville. You know, they're probably going to do something to Arizona. I don't get that. We all know who won the Heisman with Reggie Bush. We all know that Penn State won those games. We know, you know, we know all this. What I think the NCAA needs to do is hit them in the pocketbook. Find these schools, you know, an incredible amount. Maybe take away some recruiting stuff, or, you know, they take away 20 scholarships over the course of a few years or something like that. But I think they got to hit them in the pocketbook. Let's face it. I mean, go ahead.
Well, I would almost say, like, why not use the death penalty, man? Why are we not afraid to give these guys the death penalty? If it deserves it, it deserves it. You know, I mean, and cheating is cheating, man. I'm sorry, but I'm not a guy that cheats. I've never cheated in anything, man. So when you see this, it bothers you. You know, I'm on the tennis court and I'm getting cheated by people. It bothers me, right? I mean, like, it happens though. And in some cases, you want to think that people are not doing it on purpose, but Man, oh man, like this yeah. is so flagrant, man. It's out there in the open. It's so stupid on his behalf, man. I can't even understand how this guy could be this stupid. Sorry, man, but yeah, I can't sugarcoat it, bro.
Yeah, it is on a level that is hard to explain with all that. So
anyways, I do hear the music. I guess that means that we got to take a quick pause for the cause. But wow, just unbelievable what's going on in college sports. And for all you that don't think they're getting paid, unbelievable. They're getting paid. Trust me, they're getting paid. Whether it's the right way or the wrong way, somehow, some way, they're getting paid. Speaking of that, we got to get paid. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We will be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. There are other things going on in the sports world besides this FBI investigation into the college hoops
curling
scandal. Yeah, there's curling going on. There's the Olympics going on. And by the way, closing ceremonies coming up for the Olympics, which, by the way, there was some good stuff throughout, Mike. There really was some good stuff throughout the Olympics.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
But they're, you know, and it's always harder for me to get into the Winter Olympics than the Summer Olympics. And I guess that's probably because we live in Arizona, where ultimately we can get that cold weather if we want it. But in Phoenix, Arizona, we don't really get that. So it's a lot easier for me to relate to swimming, basketball, golf, tennis, you know, volleyball, track, absolutely. All those summer-like sports that we do a lot of here in the Valley of the Sun. But a lot going on, so we'll talk about anything and everything that's on your mind at 1-800-878-7529. I do want to read this from Alfred, who is watching us on Facebook Live. And by the way, you can always go to my Andy Dorf page, and you can always check out the feed. It's I put it out there for the public, so you can always catch it. It's Andy Dorf, and just go to the watch live, and then you can catch us and you can write your comments in there like Alfred. And he says, here's my solution. Give the college players some money, figure out how much that's nationwide to all programs. Their coach, if they're caught trying to do anything wrong, the program goes on the death penalty, is what I'm thinking he's saying. Goes on the death penalty, goes to the program for 3 years, plain and simple. So he's saying for 3 years. You know, I think you got to hit him harder than that, personally. I don't know, Mike. I think it's 3 years is it goes by pretty quick. I'm sorry. But ultimately, again, I think they have a great opportunity to not make a statement. When the statement is, you know, slapping the wrists of the Kansases of the world or the Dukes of the world, you know, and making a big statement, or the Arizonas of the world, obviously these programs that are perennially in the March Madness tournament and teams that make a deep run many, many times, right?
Yes.
They could make a statement and just go after them, or they could be like what I'm saying. And you make this a nationwide, a mass investigation into all sports, not just basketball. You go to football, you go to baseball, because I'm telling you what, I'm serious when I say this, man. They're cheating at every sport at every level, okay? It's just a matter of how much they're cheating at every level in every different sport. That's the truth, man. I can't make it up. It's the flat-out truth. You're just seeing it now on this real high level, but ultimately, I would be lying to you if I told you that I don't think there's cheating going on every single level. So are they going to make a statement, or are they really going to make a real move to make this a better situation and make it an even playing field on every level in college athletics, Mike?
Yeah, no, I mean, and there's, I mean, I think both of us will admit there's, and I think you just did in your statement that there is a bit of nuance. You know, we want to say everybody's cheating, but to, you know, to what degree, and really what is the rule that they're breaking that's going to cause some issues with the program. So there is a little bit of nuance with all that. But I just think that, you know, schools are so strapped for money now.
Yes.
That I think, you know, to make a statement, if the NCAA wants to make a statement, you hit them in the pocketbook. You find these schools, not $100,000. You don't find them at $250,000. You don't find them at $500,000. You go into the millions of dollars with the fine. If you're caught, you know, with your hand in the cookie jar, like a Sean Miller, you know, or maybe some of these Dukes or Kansases or Michigan States have, you know, been alleged to have been caught with. You find them millions of dollars, that makes a statement. That tells these schools that they need to do stuff on the up and up. They need to clean up their program. If that means you sit players, that means you get rid of the coach, you know, so there is a lot of things I think the NCAA should do. Do they want to do it is the question. Because let's face it, they're going to, in the next few weeks, Dorf, they're going to be making the conferences and the NCAA, they're going to be making hand over fist with money with this NCAA tournament coming up?
Look, the bottom line is when we talk about Sean Miller and what happened there at U of A, I mean, this guy, honestly, I'm going to go back to a statement that I believe he said, you know, back in September or something like that. And he basically said, you know, that he wouldn't do that kind of thing. And, you know, it's not, yeah. he has to comply to, you know, not only help these kids on the basketball floor, but in life and in the classrooms and everywhere else, you know. And ultimately, dude, he is a big fat liar, man. I'm sorry, but he is a big fat liar. At the end of the day, he's caught on tape, you know, with the FBI and a wiretape. I'm sorry, but I don't know how Sean Miller exists after this. I really do not know how this guy exists after this, Mike. I think yeah. he's done on so many levels, bro.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know what is taking U of A so long with this. You know, U of A likes to, you know, portray themselves as, you know, a clean program, good people down there running something above ledger. What, you know, you got a coach that's caught on FBI wiretaps. That's all you got to go back to. He's on FBI wiretaps. And what are the optics to that with a program? They already have, you know, they already have Shaquille O'Neal's kid decommitting, okay, from the program.
Sharif, yeah, Sharif. You're right. No, you're right, though. We're already seeing backlash from it, and that's like less than 24 hours after it happened. So that, you're right, bro.
Sharif. Yeah, Sharif decommitted. It almost seemed like within an hour or two of this stuff with Miller coming out. So you're going to have this, you are going to have this backlash, and you're going to have even players probably maybe even leave the program that are in there now. Who wants to be a part of a program that, I don't know, worst case scenario, they get the death penalty, or they can't play in the conference tournament for a few years. They can't go to the NCAA tournament for a few years. I mean, these players are trying to better themselves. So they, one, I would hope at some point get a degree so they have a backup plan. But two, I mean, the big, you know, push for these players is to get to the league, you know, and you can't do that. You can't fulfill your dreams if you're sitting around during conference tournament. You can't do that if you're sitting around during the NCAA tournament. You know, so it's going to affect these kids. And I do feel bad for some of these kids that have nothing to do with any of this. And so I think some of these, I think what the NCAA has to do is tell some of these players that aren't, you know, haven't been named or, you know, things like of that sort. Hey, you can transfer without penalty, because we all know, hey, look, you know, they got to sit a year if they go to another D1 school. I've always been in favor of that. So, you know, the kids are going to get caught up in this that have nothing to do with it, man. I truly feel for those kids, and they're kids. I mean, they're 18, 19, 20 year old kids that are trying to do the right thing, but people around them and the adults are not doing the right thing. And so the optics of the whole thing, you know, just can just blow up right in U of A's face. It can blow up in, I mean, it's already blown up in Michigan State's face. I mean, let's face that. So, you know, how it blows up at North Carolina, Duke, Kansas, Wichita State, we got to kind of wait this out a little bit, but, you know, the optics are just horrible, horrible.
I agree, man. It's definitely a sad day when you think about it, as far as, how you want to send your kids onto this world, to be honest with you. We live in just a crazy world right now, bro. It's just a scary, yeah. scary world that we live in. Yep. People are predators on all different levels and all different ways. And, you know, you're going after people that are less fortunate. Let's be honest. For the most part, these kids that are getting these scholarships, they need the scholarships first and foremost. And then when you make them some sort of a proposal like this, let's call it an indecent proposal, man. It's an indecent proposal, yeah. that they cannot refuse because of their position in their life. So, you know, $5,000 may not seem like a lot of money to you or me, but it may seem like a whole heck of a lot to somebody else. And it may seem like worth them taking a risk of, you know, am I going to be able to have food on the table for the next couple months or next month for them to take that bribe?
Yeah.
I mean, so
absolutely.
We can't put ourselves in that position. But I'll tell you, there's one thing I'm going to miss about Sean Miller, Mike. One thing I'm going to miss about the guy.
I can kind of tell where you're going with this. Him sweating through his shirts.
Damn you, man. Why'd you steal my thunder? Yeah, I'm going to miss that guy being a sweatball all across the screen and just, you know, being all slimy and gross. You know, maybe that was the telling tale when you think about it. When a guy sweats that much out there on the basketball court doing something that he loves, maybe he's doing
something else
fishy,
is going
right?
on. Yeah, maybe he's swimming with the sharks there. But hey, you know, hey, look, I was watching that Sun Devil game last night, and you know, Bobby Hurley was sweating pretty good too. So maybe, you know, we lose Miller, but we gain Hurley in terms of being a sweat ball.
Look, man, I'll tell you what. I've been so unimpressed with the run that these Sun Devils have had in the Pac-12 conference. What are they, 7-9 right now,
I believe? Here you go, Dorf. Here's all you need to know. The best that they can do in conference is 500.
Yep.
So they came out of the non-conference 12-0.
Yep.
Ranked really high. I think people were drinking some major spike Kool-Aid.
Yep.
And they've only won if they sweep the Bay Area schools, if they sweep Cal and they sweep Stanford next week, all the best they can do is 500 in conference. So that means 9 wins from the beginning of January or from the end of December.
Yeah. You know, if we look, man, we all were very, very excited. Right. And myself, yourself included. However, I kept saying, you know, I think that the style that Bobby Hurley plays, it's very difficult on his guys that are going to be very important for him, you know, down the stretch. The Trey Holders, the Justice of the world, the Remy Martins of the world, the Evanses of the world. You know, they're going out there and they're giving it their all. They're very, very weak on the interior, man. They have like no inside presence whatsoever. They shoot a lot of jump shots. And at the end of the day, man, a jump shot, a 20-foot shot is much more difficult than a 3-to-5-foot shot. So if you can get easy buckets against the Sun Devils, you're in a lot of good shape. They play a very fast-paced game, so they not only create possessions for themselves, but they create possessions for the other team. I think there's a lot of things that Bobby Hurley is doing wrong, personally. I'm sorry. It's a fun. It's very exciting. It reminds me a lot of Mike D'Antoni, to be honest with you, Mike. It reminds me a lot of Mike D'Antoni in the NBA and how he plays his style. I know we're up against it. I hear the music running, so I'll continue this rant on the other side. But so much to get into. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with my man Mike Wilson. Obviously, myself, Andy Dorf. Get at us, people. We got another hour to come. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, obviously, we spent a lot of time talking about the FBI getting involved in college hoops. I think that if they really, really, again, want to make a huge statement, go through it all, man. Go through the football. Go through the hockey. Go through the baseball. Go through the softball. Go through it all, man, because ultimately you are just scratching the surface, in my humble opinion, Mike, on what's going on in college sports, to be honest with you, bro.
No, I think you're exactly right. And they have to – the NCAA has had to take a long, good, hard, long look at themselves for a very long time. They've let this stuff get out of control, and the FBI is – basically telling them, you know, hey, get this under control, or, you know, we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and then you're really screwed. Like, we'll make it rough on you. So, I mean, they've already made it rough. So, you got to let some stuff play out here, see what's connected, if there are paper trails and that kind of thing. But we'll see how it goes. But I know the NCAA tournament could look a lot different come 3 weeks from now.
No, I mean, I don't think they're going to – well, I hear what you're saying. Maybe players, individuals along that lines. I get it. I understand what you're saying. However, I do think all those schools will definitely be representing their universities for them, at least at this point in time. But maybe next year, maybe the years after that, it does change the dynamic of it a lot, because maybe some of those schools who are perennial teams that get to the – dance are not in the dance. But very interesting, man. Anyways, I know we're up against it. Like I said, hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon. We'll probably talk a little baseball, Mike. We'll probably talk some NBA. We'll probably revisit this FBI getting involved in college basketball as well. But there's so much going on in the sports world. We want to hit it all, but obviously this was huge on our minds. So anyways, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Protecting the nation's children, a major topic on the Sunday morning talk shows, where Florida Governor Rick Scott talked about his plans to improve school safety and calling out law enforcement after learning deputies on site didn't go inside that Florida school when the shooting started on Valentine's Day.
The local sheriff's department, they've got to be completely transparent. We have to do a thorough investigation, and whoever didn't do their job has to be held accountable.
Scott on Fox News Sunday, and now there are calls for the Broward County Sheriff to resign. State Representative Bill Hager calling on Scott Israel to step down. Israel on CNN State of the Union reacting to a letter from Hager.
It was a shameful, politically motivated letter that had no facts, and of course I won't resign.
The Broward County Sheriff's Department in the middle of an investigation after that 17-year-old walks into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Middle School opening fire, taking 17 lives. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care coverage. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why-did-I-wait-on-this things, and if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes reacts to the release of a Democratic memo responding to claims that the FBI abused their surveillance powers during the 2016 election process.
We want it out because we think it is clear evidence that the Democrats are not only trying to cover this up, but they're also colluding with parts of the government to help cover this up.
The rebuttal saying the FBI and DOJ didn't abuse their authority to spy on the Trump campaign team. The mayor of Oakland, California, warning people living there of possible ICE raids that could happen in the next 24 hours. She says she heard from credible sources that Immigration and Customs Enforcement is getting ready to conduct a sweep of the Bay Area. Dropbox CEO Drew Houston taking his company public years after Steve Jobs threatened to destroy it, subsequently attempting to buy it in 2009. The file-sharing service, now worth over $10 billion, began as a two-person team in 2007 as Houston faced many obstacles and offers to sell the company. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A unanimous vote in the UN Security Council demands a 30-day ceasefire for all parties in Syria. John Clements has more.
It took several days of intense negotiations before Russia supported the resolution, and according to U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, Moscow tried to stall the agreement.
Today, Russia has belatedly decided to join the international consensus and accept the need to call for a ceasefire, but only after trying every possible way to avoid it.
The 30-day ceasefire will allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to Ghouta, while the most severely injured will be taken to safety. I'm John Clemens.
Poland putting a controversial new law concerning talking about the Holocaust on hold.
The law was passed earlier this month, and it aimed to make implicating Poland for playing any role in the World War II era genocide a crime, including using the phrase Polish death camps to refer to Nazi camps that were set up in the country at the time. Israel was quick to blast the law, accusing Poland of trying to wash away any responsibility for the atrocities. Poland's Justice Minister saying that while some Poles were complicit, the blame can't be put on Poland as a whole. Polish and Israeli officials are set to meet soon to hammer out any new version of that law. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And more bad news for NBC as Olympics ratings slide to a new low. The closing ceremonies happening today. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us in several different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Obviously, so much to talk about in the sports world. You can check out my website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Whether it's the NCAA and the FBI getting involved with this college basketball situation, the investigation is underway, and it has hit hard just south of us in Tucson to our man Sean Miller, who has allegedly, or not allegedly, been on phone tap, wiretap with the FBI as to $100,000 being paid to DeAndre Ayton to get him to the University of Arizona. So obviously that's heavily on our minds. The NBA basketball season is coming to an end, to be honest with you, man. About 20 games or so left. Teams are going to be jockeying for position. When you think about the Western Conference, Mike, it's so close. The Eastern Conference, pretty close as well. So there's a lot to talk about in the NBA. The boys of summer have reported. They're in our backyard right now. Man, oh man, lots to talk about in the sports world, brother.
Lots to talk about. Yeah, I absolutely agree, man. I caught myself watching a spring training game on TV the other day. The NBA is heating up. I mean, let's not forget about hockey. Hockey has the best playoffs around. So, you know, there's a lot coming down the pike for us.
I agree, man. So much to get into. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome on back in. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. You can get at us in a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion for me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. If you have good comments on the Facebook live feed, I will absolutely read those off. And I do appreciate the participation that we've gotten from a lot of people. Jason, Alfred, you guys know sports, and we do appreciate your thoughts and your opinions. But you can always call us too, 1-800-878-7529. You can have your opinions heard on the airwaves, man. That's kind of a cool thing when you think about it. And speaking of the airwaves, man, oh, man, did you check out the Golden State beatdown of the Oklahoma City Thunder on Saturday night in primetime on ABC? Did you check it out at all, Mike, or no?
Wow, like you sound like you're working for ABC with that promo there. I saw a little bit of it. What'd you say?
Might as well be, man. Why not?
Right, yeah. No, I did check out a little bit of it. It's just, you know, I didn't see the part where Pachulia, you know, landed on, you know, landed on Russ and all that kind of thing. So, you know, I knew that's a game that's, it's a budding rivalry a little bit because there's still some chippiness. There's still some bitterness, I think, between Russ and KD a little bit. So there's that part of it. You know, I think Pachulia certainly landed on his leg on purpose.
I watched the game. I watched the whole game. And it was a pretty good basketball game until Oklahoma City kind of went dead where they couldn't hit a shot. And then all of a sudden, you know, Steph Curry and those guys are running up and down the floor, and they played a beautiful brand of basketball, man. I'm not going to lie, man. They were playing a beautiful brand of basketball on Saturday night. And the truth is that technical foul that was on Draymond Green, I think it'll probably get taken back. Yeah, rescinded, because ultimately I think he was actually talking to the crowd. And the truth is that ultimately I don't think he was trying to show up the official or anything like that. So I think that that's one that will probably wind up getting rescinded. So, but it's interesting. He already has 14 technical fouls, man. So he does have to really watch himself because, as we remember, a couple of years ago, he got taken out of the game in the finals, and that completely changed the complexity of that series. Winds up giving Cleveland the upper hand. The rest is history, man. Cleveland goes on to win the title that year where they probably shouldn't have. And we could be talking about a three-time champion in the Golden State Warriors at this point, but we're not. So ultimately, man, make good decisions out there on the floor for your team. But getting back to the X's and O's a little bit, you know, we talked to you and I a little bit about the NBA and the standings right now, about how close it is on both sides, to be honest with you, man. Not just on the East, but it's both the West and the Eastern Conference are very tight. You know, you have the Raptors and the Celtics who are a half a game apart. You have Cleveland who's six games back, but doesn't seem like that's insurmountable by any means, Mike, when you think about the additions that they made on the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Wizards have played really well without John Wall. Are you surprised at how well they're playing without John Wall or what?
Yeah, no, I am. Because let's face it, I mean, John Wall's a great talent and he does a lot of good things on the basketball court. But maybe, you know, sometimes you just get on one of those roles and you just kind of prove to yourself, okay, if we don't have this guy, we can still play. We can still win ball games at a high level. And that's what they're proving to themselves right now in Washington. And I got to figure maybe when Wall comes back, I mean, this may be a little Pollyanna thinking here, but you add a John Wall back to a situation where you got guys that know that they can win without him and you put them back in. I mean, that tells me that, you know, the sky's the limit for the Wizards moving forward to me anyways. I mean, what say you?
No, I mean, look, I think it can't hurt, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, you're giving other guys minutes. They're stepping up. They're playing well. They've held their seed. They're number four, right? They're holding that seed. They're right behind the Cleveland Cavaliers, a game and a half. So ultimately, they are definitely in a good position to have themselves having home court advantage, at least through round one of the NBA playoffs, right? So they're doing that very well without John Wall. Indiana, man, they're hanging on too. Like, they've won four games again now. They were slipping a little bit. They figured things back out a little bit here as they went into the All-Star break, and now after the All-Star break, the Milwaukee Bucks, they're hanging on there. But when you think about it, from three to seven, you're looking at about a 2.5 game difference in the Eastern Conference, right? And then obviously on the Western Conference side, you've got from 3 through 8 that are all a game, two and a half games or less, man. So you're right, bro. I mean, this is, in a weird way, this is a lot more competitive all around. And do I think that the results may wind up being the same? Is it going to be Golden State playing Cleveland at the end? Maybe. But I think that their paths are that much more difficult this year, Mike, than they have been in years recent to this.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I think, you know, if you take a look at the standings and you take a look at Toronto and Boston, I mean, they're basically even. Rockets and Warriors are even. But the competition really gets into the minutiae of each conference between 3 and 7, 3 and 8, where you have, you know, if I'm Cleveland, I'm not worried about getting the first or second seed right now. I'm maybe a little bit more concerned with the Wizards, the Pacers, the Bucks, and the Sixers going on some run where, you know, they even get Cleveland finishes even lower. I mean, nothing's out of the realm of possibility here. You know, I mean, everybody kind of jumped and went, oh, God, okay, here comes Cleveland. They cleaned house. They got these young guys in here. They won a couple of games before the All-Star break. They lose one the other night. You know, so Cleveland, to me, they still got to figure out what they got with these young guys. I mean, nothing, you know, we just can't mail it in and go, okay, Cleveland's going to overtake Boston or Toronto and finish first in their conference. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, now you got Houston and Golden State. I've been on the Rocket train all year with them, and they're playing some really good ball. I mean, you got Chris Paul, you got James Harden, and then you got some bigs that can slash, that can are athletic. They match up well with Golden State. So we can't say that Golden State's an automatic lock right now. But the one thing that Golden State has in that Western Conference that nobody else has, you know what I'm talking about. That's right, jewelry and experience. When you have that, that could be really the deciding factor about who gets to the finals between the Rockets and the Warriors. But, you got the Spurs, you got Timberwolves, you got the – holy smokes. I mean, it's just what do we say about all these other groups, all these other teams, man?
No, I mean, look, at the end of the day, Minnesota is maybe the most impressive. And I know we've got Mitch in Santa Monica, and we're going to hang on to you until the break. So we bring you on the other side because we're up against it, about a minute or a minute and a half left here before we take a break. So we will get to Mitch in Santa Monica on the other side. And by the way, if anybody else wants to get in on the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion. For Mike, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. But Minnesota may be the most impressive, Mike, to be honest with you, bro, with what they've done from last year to this year and the addition of Jimmy Butler getting in that lineup, who, by the way, he did get hurt the other day, didn't play against his former Chicago Bull team on Saturday night. But the truth is he has made a huge difference. They are now the third team in the Western Conference. They have beaten out the Spurs right now, and who I thought, by the way, would struggle a little bit, to be honest with you, because no Kawhi Leonard, a little shake up there, just all in general, whatever. Anyways, I know I hear the music. We got to take a break. We'll get to Mitch in Santa Monica on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Now the switch. Jordan comes out on Curry. For the final. Triple. His third three. Gallinari, that will count if it's not. It does!
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And we are going to jump out to the phones in a quick moment, obviously hooking up with Mitch in Santa Monica. And I want to get back into the NBA, obviously, with you, Mike, but we'll see what direction Mitch wants to go with us. Mitch, obviously, you got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports, and now it's your world, brother. What's up, Mitch? How you doing, buddy?
Well, I can't help but go Olympics with you guys and talk about your favorite, most compelling, most interesting moment you guys had, and I'll share my thoughts. And no, it wasn't the way it politically started off with Mike Pence sitting next to their South Korean hosts while they joined in unity with North Korea. And no, it wasn't NBC cutting away for the women's superpipe only to have a snowboarder come up and win that. Or I don't even think it was Johnny Weir's tuning in every night to see Johnny Weir's hairdo. I mean, I keep going back and forth and trying to figure out what it was, but, you know, USA, Women's Canada, overtime, hockey, and then the men's went hockey. Incredible. But the shootouts in the women's game kind of then made it a little lackluster for me. So I am definitely going men's curling Team Schuster. I mean, I'm sorry. Was that awesome? I don't know how many of you guys saw it. And by the way, the live coverage for us here on the West Coast was amazing. You know, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, you get to hang out, and you're watching some live team sports events. You know, not other than any of the subjective dancing, you know, trick stuff. And by the way, if you're doing anything that says that you're doing tricks, I don't really consider it sport. I consider it a really incredible athletic activity. I mean, Shaun White is a freaking bomb, what he does. But you know what? Give me times. And by the way, how in the heck do you get a tie in the two-man bobsled? I mean, is that amazing for the gold? Incredible. I mean, this was great. I love the Olympics. You know, it goes to the peaks and valleys of what you're going to watch. But I thought, you know what, all in all, this was a lot of fun.
Mitch, you're fantastic, man. I don't even know what to say, man. You pretty much hit on everything from A to Z at the Olympics for the most part. Obviously, they're coming to an end. The closing ceremonies and everything will be happening. But the truth is I have a very hard time getting into the Winter Olympics. I don't have a hard time getting into the Summer Olympics for some reason. And maybe that's because I live out on the West Coast like you. And for the most part, we don't really have a lot of these winter sports, at least near and dear anymore. I know I grew up in the great state of Wisconsin, but that seems like many moons ago, to be honest with you. So at this point in my life, it's a lot easier for me to get into the Summer Olympics than it is the Winter Olympics. However, you did hit on a lot of good things, and I agree, man. When you think about the USA, the hockey, that's unbelievable stuff, man. It really is. The curling as well. And by the way, I can take pride in that because it's a huge thing that happens in Portage, Wisconsin, for a lot of people that are into curling. So believe me, man, I know those things, and that there are a lot of in my roots as to when I grew up as a young kid, but it's a lot more difficult for me to relate to those nowadays than it was back in the day. So my opinion on it is good stuff. I'm glad it's over and done with, and now we can start talking about March Madness, brother.
Well, I'll do a little self-promotion. There's a nice documentary on Raleigh Massimino on Fox Sports on Wednesday night. check it out. And you, I think it's before the Big East tournament, so check that out.
And is that something that you did? Did you put a piece?
I won't comment on what or where, but I know about some Rolly Massimino documentary. Check it out. But
very good. No, that's cool. That's good stuff. And when does that air again? Did you say?
It's Wednesday night.
This coming Wednesday night, and do you know what time?
I don't know the time, but check it out on Fox Sports.
Fox Sports. Okay, very good.
And that being said, no, but back to the Olympics. I think I think actually the winner to me it sometimes becomes more compelling because there's these things that you just don't see every day. You know, we all run. We can all kind of do a lot of the things that the summer does. But there's these sports that are just kind of wacky. You know, biathlon. We've already talked, about some of the other stuff that you just don't do or play. And you see that the dedication of these people, these kids, or like Schuster, this guy's been like, what, 4 Olympics. He was dropped off the team and then found the 3 other schmoes that were out there, put together his own team to compete and goes and beats in world and gets back on the U.S. team and then hits a gold podium. I mean, I'm sorry. There's a movie there that's going to happen with those guys. And they're fun. I mean, and they hang out with the Swedes, the guys who, they're competing against for the gold, and they're drinking beers afterwards, I'm sure. I heard before the game, they were FaceTiming each other. That's how much these guys, there's so much camaraderie in that sport. Yeah, all right, bring up the bowling analogy. I get that. But you know what? Still, bowling's a sport, too. You know what? Give me numbers. Give me times. Forget subjective judging. And that's a sport, whether you're sucking beers while doing it or not.
Hey, great takes as always, Mitch. We love your thoughts and your opinions, man. Have a wonderful rest of your day, brother.
Hey, let me ask you this. Are we going to have a March Madness with these NCAA allegations, or is that what's going to happen with that, huh?
Of course we're going to have a March Madness, man. Come on. You know, me and Mike and I talked a lot about this, obviously, in hour number one. And you know what? I think it's kind of interesting when you think about the timing of this whole thing. I'm one of those guys that plays devil's advocate, and I almost feel like this was done on purpose to bring more intrigue and more excitement to the college basketball game. We have a weird way of leaking information in this world in which we live, and this is just another weird timing of this. You know, you have the conference tournaments coming up. You have March Madness coming up. I hate to say it, brother, but I almost feel like this was planned, and it was perfectly planned. It's just another one of those weird things, like I said, in our world as to when news breaks and how it comes out. And I almost feel like this is a way for them to bring more eyes on March Madness, Mitch, to be honest with you, man.
As they said, any publicity is good publicity. Good
True.
Or bad. You know, it brings eyeballs to the table. Not that March Madness needs any eyeballs. I mean, usually after the first Thursday and Friday, or after that first weekend, you've got some sort of Cinderella story, some sort of compelling, top one to four seed that may have dropped. But who knows? This could be a year we're going to get a number one fall. I don't know. You know, I don't really check in, kind of like the networks. You know what? They don't really broadcast the college game till February anyway. Because they know that it's like kind of, do your thing. And then we'll get into your conference championships, and then we'll go into the tournament. So it's going to be fun, though. It's going to be fun.
I agree,
right,
man.
Guys.
It's always fun.
On the road this week.
Have a great day, Mitch.
You too. Thanks for taking the call. Bye, guys.
Always, man. Mitch in Santa Monica. We love that guy, Mike. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind, because it doesn't matter if it's on our mind. It's all that matters is what's on your mind, because we like to talk to you, the fan, the listener, about what's going on in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Let's get back into the NBA a little bit. And we were talking, obviously, a lot about how close it is throughout the conferences and whatnot. And then you made an interesting point about Cleveland and saying, look, they're still a little bit up and down. And I totally agree with that. They are a little bit up and down. 6-4 over their last 10 games, that would make some sense. And, he has some new pieces to work with. I'm obviously talking about LeBron James. I think what I've noticed, at least from the initial few games that he's gotten these guys out there, is that, you know what? They're just like anybody else. You know, Jordan Clarkson, when he's on, the guy can make shots. When he's off, he's laying bricks, man. He's laying bricks like crazy. George Hill, he's a guy that's solid, but if you're looking for him to be able to make plays when he has to. I think you're maybe asking him for a little bit too much. Hood, I think, may be the most steady guy, to be honest with you, because all he has to do is go out there and hit shots. And then Larry Nance Jr., I love his activity, man. He's just a real body, a moving body, a guy that gets you rebounds, loose balls, starts the fast break, can make a few block shots, this and that and the other. So the truth is I think that it's going to take some time for LeBron to figure out these pieces, Mike. So does he have – I've asked you this last week or maybe the week before when we saw these trades take place. Does LeBron have enough time this season to figure it out with these guys? And if he doesn't figure it out with this season with these guys, does he say, I'm out of here, man. I'm going somewhere else. Or is this enough for LeBron to want to go back to Cleveland for another run with these guys?
Well, he has no other choice. You know, in terms of, you know, does he have enough time? He's going to have to make enough time. That if that means he has him and Clarkson and Hill and Nance and I can't remember the other guy for whatever reason. If he has to spend a little extra time at the gym to get accustomed to him, you know, ask him, hey, where do you like the ball? How do you like to receive the ball? All that, you know, all those little things that people don't really take into account. Then he has to do that, but, you know, I mean, he has no other choice.
No, I'm with you, and that's a good point, because you got to figure it out. You got to make it happen. Time is now for LeBron and Cleveland Cavaliers. Anyways, speaking of time is now, it's time to take another break. We'll be back after the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We'll talk to you about the NCAA, FBI investigation that's going on in college basketball. How deep will they get into this? Will it get bigger? Will they expand? Will it get into college football? Will it get into baseball? Will it get into hockey? Will it get into volleyball? Because at the end of the day, I feel like there's probably cheating going on in every single level, whether it's D1, D2, D3, NAIA, whatever it is, man, there's cheating going on because, as we all know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. And that's kind of a sad state of affairs. But at this point in time, it kind of seems like that's the way of the world, to be honest with you. Anyways, getting back into it with Mike Wilson, we are talking NBA right now, and we're just going to kind of go around things in the last 20 minutes or so as we are live each and every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. That would be 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Time. I believe that would be 11 to 1 Eastern, and then noon till 2, if I'm not mistaken, on the Central Time Zone. And then obviously you can catch me late night back here again doing the Sports Overnight America show that starts again 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is what I am here in the Valley of the Sun, 10 p.m. Pacific Time for those folks in California, and then obviously midnight Central or 1 a.m. Eastern Time. So you can always catch me doing that about 12 hours and 20 minutes from now. But anyways, Mike, some final thoughts on the NBA, and I want to ask you, will the Houston Rockets have the best record in the NBA? Will they have a better record than Golden State? Will they be the number one seed throughout? And then I want to ask you about that new seeding proposal about the 16 teams, just taking the best 16 teams, whether they're from the East or the West, and then putting them into a bracket and then playing it out that way, which would be a little bit more like the March Madness tournament. But first and foremost, can Houston have the best record in the NBA?
Well, they certainly can. I mean, they're right there right now. But, you know, I mean, most people, as much as they want to hate on the Warriors or gloat on the Warriors, the one thing the Warriors have is experience. Look, I mean, they got two rings out of 3 years. Everybody believes that they're going to come back and go to the finals again this year. So, you know, my money would be on the Warriors to get the home court advantage. I mean, and the other thing, I mean, you got to take a look at the schedule. You know, who are each one of these teams playing? When they playing them? I mean, that scheduling kind of comes into a little bit of effect right here, in terms of, you know, the quality of opponent that you're playing, that type of thing. But you know, Houston has a good shot right now. I mean, look, I mean, they're virtually tied, or they are tied with Golden State. So, you know, anything's possible. But I would, you know, if I was a, you know, betting guy like you, I would, you know, probably put my money on Golden State to get to the finals.
All right. So what's your dream matchup this year in the NBA Finals? What would it be?
Obviously Boston. You know, I want my Celtics to get there. And you know what? If we're going to be champs, I want Golden State. I want to be able to say, look in the mirror, and I can almost guarantee Kyrie and his boys be like, you know what? Bring the Warriors on. We play. They match up with the Warriors pretty good. They play the Warriors really, really tough. They've won in Golden State over the course of the past couple of years. They're not scared of Golden State. So I would love to see a Boston Golden State just to, you know, and Boston wins it just to be like, yeah, we took them down. We beat the best.
I wouldn't mind seeing Boston playing Houston, and it's for a different reason, just to see something different. You know,
sure.
I mean,
yeah,
ultimately, yeah, yeah. Ultimately, I think that it's going to be Golden State. I think they get through. Like I said to you earlier, I think the path is a little bit more difficult this year because ultimately the Western Conference is pretty neck and neck from 3 through 8. And then obviously the Clippers right behind the mix too. And Utah has played great basketball to put themselves somehow in the mix as well after winning like 11 straight and 9-1 in their last 10 games. But in general, I just think that the route is much more difficult for Golden State. And I think that what we've seen a little bit from them is maybe a little bit of boredom with the regular season, to be honest with you. And it's similar to Cleveland. I don't think they have to be number one to make it out of the West. I think that, like you said, experience plays a role, a significant role in this. And it doesn't matter for them, like Cleveland, I don't think it matters as much for them not to be the top seed. I think they can win on the road. I think they can win at home. So ultimately, Cleveland has experience, even though they've changed things up a little bit. They still have LeBron James, who gets his team there just like every single year he plays. And then Golden State, they have those guys, that core that knows how to win and has gotten them to that point pretty much 2 out of the last 3 years where they've won the title. I think that experience does play a little bit of a factor, and I don't think it makes as big of a difference for these teams. And then the real question is if Boston winds up being the number one seed, if Houston winds up being the number one seed, did they blow their wad in the regular season? Did they expend too much energy to have the best record, Mike? Could that be the case?
That absolutely could be the case. And that is something that I do worry about with my Celtics. We had a 16 game winning streak to start the year. You know, we've had some other mini streaks, you know, when we talk about college basketball, we talk about the Sun Devils, about, you know, when they came out 12-0, was this going to be the best that it got? I have that same concern with Boston. I even have that same concern with Houston, you know, with the Rockets a little bit. You know, was that as good as it gets for this year? And are we headed towards Golden State, Cleveland, you know, part four, in the end? So that's a very valid question. And the only thing that I can say with that is, you know, we'll figure that out in time. We'll see by when the playoffs start in April, just how good or just how bad Boston did, you know, to quote you, blow its wad, come playoff time. So I'm hoping not. I'm hoping, you know, Jaylen Brown and Tatum and, you know, all those other young guys keep stepping up, because, you know, they have stepped up. Jaylen Brown has, you could say, the most improved player this year. You could put him in that category. Tatum's up for Rookie of the Year. We'll see with Boston. I still think that they're a year away in reality from really, really making a serious march towards it, because then you get Gordon back, you get Hayward back. So we'll see with that. People want Hayward to come back, and I'm like, nah, we don't want to, you know, let Hayward completely heal and come back next year full bullets. So we'll see with all that. And Golden State, look, they're just, I think you're on to something with, you know, kind of being bored like Cleveland is with the regular season. Let's just do what we got to do. Okay, we'll sit a few players from time to time. All right, the coach is going to let us coach, you know, in a blowout game, you know, those kind of things. But we judge Golden State by the postseason. We judge Cleveland by the postseason. We don't really judge those two teams by what they do in the regular season.
It's a good point. I agree 100%. And speaking of regular season, let's move on. Let's talk a little baseball. Obviously, the boys of summer are in our backyards now. Everybody's reported. We're playing baseball. What are you looking forward to? Yeah, but what are you looking forward to in this Major League Baseball season that's coming up, Mike?
You know, I just want to see if we're going to have as good as pitching and as many home runs as we've had the past couple of years. I think I've heard a couple of people say, hey, the Yankees are the team. You know what? There's this team that won it last year in the American League, the Houston Astros. They may have the best starting rotation in all of Major League Baseball right now. And they have the experience of winning the ring. The people on the Yankees don't have any experience. They're young guys. You know, Giancarlo Stanton, he's never sniffed a World Series. He doesn't know what that's like. So, you know, I'm anxious to see, you know, how Houston reacts to being the champs, having that bullseye on their back every single game. I'm anxious to see if the Dodgers can keep doing what they're doing, because I still think they're probably, if they're not the most talented team, they're, you know, they're in the top two, top three of most talent on that team. I'm excited to see what, you know, Judge and Stanton do in New York. I mean, the Yankees have a lineup where you can't really take a break. You know, there's not someone where you can kind of guarantee, okay, we'll probably get this guy out. No, I mean, the Yankees, as much as it hurts me to say, the Yankees have done a good job at getting a stacked lineup. So, you know, there's a lot of things to look forward to.
A lot of new stuff in Yankee town when you think about it. Aaron Boone, now the manager there, obviously I have a good relationship with his brother, Brett Boone, who's on the local show, and just a good guy in general, man. It's Boone approved, if you will, but the Dorfon Sports Radio Show is Boone approved. And I'll tell you what, that means a lot, because they are baseball's first family when you think about it. And I'm excited to see what the Yankees bring to the table. I'm excited to see what my Milwaukee Brewers, as you can see, I'm wearing the cap, Mike. I'm excited to see what they bring to the table, because they've obviously bolstered up their lineup quite a bit. They've got a lot more bats in there. I'm a little concerned, obviously, about the pitching staff, and I'm hoping that they can add an arm or two, but there's time to do that still. So I'm excited to see that. And I think it's interesting. We'll see how the Cubs rebound. I mean, I know they got to the playoffs, but they kind of fizzled out pretty badly there in the playoffs. Their rotation got screwed up. And I think that's the thing that I learned most about last season from the postseason, is if your bullpen, if your rotation is screwed up, well, you've got to be able to figure it out on the fly. And as we saw from last postseason, Mike, that was really difficult for guys to do, and it wound up biting them in the butt at the end of the day. You know, we saw it happen to Torrey Lovello. We saw it happen to the Dodgers guy. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, man, you got to have your lineup. You've got to have your rotation all set for postseason play. And you know what? If it doesn't work the way that it's supposed to work, you might lose, and you may be the better team, but you still may lose because you don't have your guys.
Yeah, very true. And let's not forget about the other thing. I mean, you know, injuries. You know, injuries, yes, are the great equalizer. I mean, if you got injuries in the bullpen, if you got injuries in your rotation for any length of time, it can be, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's like maybe just a couple of starts, or maybe it's like a, you know, some kind of rotator cuff thing where he's out. You're right. They have to figure it out on the fly, and not a lot of teams can figure it out on the fly, or have the resources, money, to help you figure it out on the fly to bring someone else in. You know, the Cubs have, you know, they went and spent some money and got Drew, you know, Darvish. So it's going to be interesting to see how Darvish plays in that rotation for the Cubbies, you know, this year. And, you know, and then we have the team in our backyard, the Diamondbacks. I mean, they lose JD Martinez to the Red Sox. That's a huge bat. That's a lot of runs. That's a lot of dingers that are gone now. And you got to figure, how are they going to replace that? What are they going to do?
That's a good point. I mean, what I've heard from everybody involved with the D-backs real quickly, as I know we're going to break here, is that you're going to have to do it by committee, man. They're going to get a couple different people to fill those voids, and then hopefully, you know, those things fill in, and they're going to try to manufacture runs. They're going to try to manufacture more runs in different ways. Anyways, I know that we do have to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap this thing up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. We'll be right back. Keep it close for the final thoughts.
Love daily fantasy but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ.
That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. Winview Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And obviously, you can catch us live every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 to 1 Eastern Time, and noon to 2 Central Time each and every Sunday. We come to you, and then obviously I come to you late night on the Sports Overnight America program at 11 p.m. my time, which is Mountain, of 10 p.m. Pacific, midnight Central, and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And I look forward to talking to you people later on, believe me, because so much to talk about in the world of sports. And obviously, Mike, as we always do at this time, it's time to give our parting shots. Before I do that real quick, you can obviously follow Mike on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion, myself, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. And check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Final thought from you, Mike.
You know, as much negativity the past few days with the NCAA has made, let's not kid ourselves. The tournament's going to be fantastic. There's going to be kids out there that have maybe got a lot of publicity because of other players. You're going to see guys make their name in the tournament once again, and the basketball action is going to be great. So don't lose faith in it. Just pay attention to it.
I think that's a good point, man. I mean, at the end of the day, there's nothing like March Madness. It's a great tournament. It's so fun. It's 40 minutes. That's all you're guaranteed. It's 40 minutes of basketball. And if you win, you go on, you get another. The way it works. But interesting. Good take from Mike. I like that one, brother. Mine is going to be kind of a potpourri. You know, you got NBA basketball with some interesting races in the Western and Eastern Conference. I'm excited to see how it finishes out. I'm obviously excited about March Madness, the tournaments that are coming up. It's a great time. Major League Baseball, bro, it's in our backyard. I mean, we should take full advantage of getting out to see the boys of summer. We have spring training right in our backyard. Anyways, I know the music's running for Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side of the glass, making everything possible. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. We'll be back talking to you next week right here from 9 to 11 Mountain Standard Time or 8 to 10 Pacific Time on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Peace, everybody. Have a great day. Hey!
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf.